Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, first of all, the NIL is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to college sports. And because it's so weighted, fair enough, like the top player gets a couple million dollars and a Rolls Royce, and the number 85 guy's eating ramen noodles in his dorm room with two other roommates, three people in a cell at these colleges. And trust me, I know, my son's in one of them right now. So here's the deal. This is the same people that won't let James Madison play in a bowl game because of their absolutely backward-assed rules. A team goes undefeated, and they're not there yet, but they're on the cusp of an undefeated season. They're first in the FBS, and they can't go to a bowl game, but they're worried about Jim Harbaugh, who had basically prove it, nothing to do with this other than it was happening with one of their scouts doing this, you know, sign stealing, which is relatively creative, if you ask me. If you got some guy going to every stadium in the country and stealing signs like he's some kind of genius, I mean, this stuff's rogue, like Navy SEAL type stuff. I love it. They should make a movie out of this guy who was picking off everyone's signs. But meanwhile, this is the second time they've suspended this guy. The last one, first three games were for recruiting. And now this, why in God's name would he want to stay in the college game anymore? Like, if I'm him, I'm on the phone right now. I'm like, get me out of here. I don't need this. This is a nightmare. I think the NCAA is the most crooked. I mean, besides the federal government, they're like, they should be lovers. The federal government and the people that run this country, the politicians that run this country, that Congress and Senate, oh my God, they're so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. And there's only one group that can even dance with them on a dance floor, and it's the NCAA with their corruption. I mean, what a joke. It's a joke. How about this? The investigation is ongoing, but they've already meted out the crime. They've already given him his, the verdict is in, and they haven't even completed the investigation, and they've already suspended the guy. Who in their right mind? Do they convict murderers before their trial? I mean, what is happening here?
Well, look, you've got, and let's get these things in order here, and they're all corrupt. The Big Ten are the ones who have done this to Harbaugh. The NCAA, it takes them years to figure out any of their scandals and investigations that they have going on, years. So this is a new Big Ten president, right, Scotty? Because he just took over for this guy, Warren. Remember, Warren ran out the door to go run the Bears? So this guy takes over. Clearly, this is the first big situation that he's had to deal with since he's been on the job. And he's got all these ADs and head coaches basically hitting him over the head. You got to do something now. You got to do something now. You got to do something now. Now they've done something now. And now this guy's not going to coach. You are 100% right. He's going to the NFL next year. And in fact, if they lose tomorrow, or if they lose to Ohio State, and they're not in the college football playoff, then he's probably already coached his last game at Michigan. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Friday, Sirius XM 159. Yeah. Sports Byline, good to have you with us.
Listen, I agree with you. It's the Big Ten thing, but there's no difference to me. There's no difference to me between, frankly, the NCAA or any conference in college sports. Look at the Pac-12, what they did to the Pac-12. How stupid are these people? The best teams in America are in the Pac-12, and they've destroyed that conference in 5 minutes. And now look what the Big Ten's doing. What is the difference between the conferences or the NCAA? I say there is none. They're all a bunch of idiots. They are ruining. They've already ruined college sports. They already have.
Yep.
And I'll stand by what I said. You cannot tell me in any world that you can pay kids millions of dollars if they're a star player and nobody else gets jack. The whole thing's corrupt. And I'll say this again. I don't know really if any kid anymore seriously goes to class. There's no such thing as getting an education anymore in college. College now, let's get real here. It's about hazing and about drinking and about doing drugs and about sex. That's what college is about. It's not about getting an education. You can say it's about getting an education all you want, but we all know that these big time college football and basketball programs, they ain't going to class. Now, I will tell you again, and I'll say it till I'm dead. Bob Knight, you miss one class, you never play again. You'll never play again, not 1 minute. You'll never play again. You won't even play at practice. Never once did he ever have a kid not graduate. Ever. Not one. Never once did he ever cheat. Now everyone cheats, and no one goes to class. And everybody just drinks, parties, gets laid, and hazes. And then when they're not hazing, they're killing themselves. Yesterday I told you about the kid at JMU, committed suicide. Take a good look at our colleges and institutions now. And here's another fact for you. They're all robbing people. Robbing people. You pay 50, yep. 70, 80 grand a year for a kid to go to college so he can kill himself? So he can go drink and do drugs and get... I heard a story of a kid. They made him drink vomit from some other kid. The kid vomited, made him pick up the vomit and drink it. Anyone does that to me, I'm going to skull you in the head with a hammer. I'm not having it. There's kids getting hazed everywhere at colleges, but they say everywhere, every school in the country says the same thing. There's no hazing here. Not allowed to haze, yeah. But it's everywhere. And it's on football teams. And it's about, I told you the story about the quarterback in San Diego from Huntington Beach. He was hazed and sexually abused. And nobody does anything about it. But they're worried about Jim Harbaugh? What a bunch of phony-ass losers they are, all of them. I'm sweating now, Carver High. Give me a towel.
Yeah, and you brought up the cheating aspect of it. I forget who tweeted this last night, but I would love to give him credit. It was an old quote from Jerry Tarkanian. And Jerry Tarkanian said once, 9 out of 10 teams are cheating, and the one that isn't is in last place. That's true. Everybody, they all cheat.
And
9 out of 10 teams are cheating.
I used to do the Tarkanian show, too, by the way.
I know that. And you brought up the James, that it really fires me up that this organization, they're for the kids, and these kids have busted their ass. They're
not for the kids.
And they can't play in a bowl game because of some stupid transition rule that's in about going from
the
FCS
to FCS. They'll let some six-win team go to the bowl game instead, Rutgers.
It's the same thing as, remember when Pharrell Amin won the conference tournament in basketball and they wouldn't let him play in the NCAA tournament? It's the same thing.
Merrimack.
It's stupidity.
Merrimack.
Same thing with Merrimack. It's stupidity. And this is what the NCAA does. Big Ten, NCAA, Pac-12, however you want to put it, they are never for the kids, ever. Never for the kids. About money. That's what it's about. Money. There you go.
That's all it's about.
You got it
all. That's all it's ever been
about.
You got
it all. That's all it's all
about. Hey, let me tell you something. They got massive problems in colleges around this country. And don't even try to tell me I'm tripping. Is that right?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In Mafia's ongoing vote to determine who is the most popular regular contributor on Coast to Coast, it is a neck-and-neck race between, of course, the mad scientist, Warren Sharp, and my boy, Dr. Zhivago. Dr. David Chow in San Diego clearly will win this race. At the end of the day, no one touches him. And he graces us again from Sports Injury Central after a busy day of operating on people. It's very important. Warren doesn't operate on anyone. Remember that. At the end of the day, one guy's inside someone's body fixing things, and the other guy just is a better. And he's good at betting, I'll say that.
The check's in the mail. The check's in the mail, Scott. Check's in the mail.
Guy's got way more talent, Dr. Zhivago. You can see right there. He's very intense. The Texans had 23 names on their injury report going into this game in Cincinnati. My God.
Yeah, there's no question it's busy down in Houston there. But the key is how many of those 23 were DNPs and how many days in a row. They had like 12 DNPs the first day. They're down to 9. The report today is not out. But we're at this point of the season, Scott. There's no question the Texans are banged up. But in general, you know, at this point of the year, 85% is a good week. So the question is how many of them will clear to play? And there's going to be at least 6 or 8 of those that are not going to play. And there's no question, and we're trending more towards 8 of them not playing, including their lead running back and their lead wide receiver and some other key players on defense. And this is why the Bengals, even though no T. Higgins and no Sam Hubbard, are going to be the healthier side. And we do believe Ja'Marr Chase, like we thought all along, hurt more than injured, spasm and pain in the back more than an injury, will play through. So Cincinnati is the healthier side, according to our field views in Sports Injury Central.
So, I play tons of basketball, and I'm always sore with something. Hips locked up, lower back, feet, my shoulder, rotator, the labrum. It's always something, and you're always in agony. When you were on the NFL sidelines for 2 decades, how bad is it week to week with just pain coming off of these games? Like, if you're playing in an 82-game NBA season, these guys are always banged up. But in the NFL, that's why I call it pain day. Have you ever seen anything like the amount of pain that players are in the NFL on a weekly basis?
No question, no. And it's amazing. You know, when I was when I was very young and new in the league with San Diego, I spent some time with the Bears and the Vikings before that. But in my first year with the San Diego Chargers, Natron Means was our main running back. That cat was really good. He ran over people. He was nimble, but he could barely walk on Mondays. So let's say he got 20 carries in a game. He probably stepped out of bounds twice, got hit 18 times by, 9 different people, and sometimes more than one, whereas defenders who took him on probably took 2 or 3 hits, 5 hits over time. So when you accumulate 18, 20, 25 hits week in, week out, you're very sore. That dude could barely walk on Monday mornings, but would always make the bell the next week. And look, teams don't travel 3 team positions, 5 athletic trainers, physical therapists for the 3 people on the injury report, okay? I mean, that's just not how it works.
Wow, that's crazy. The Packers had a bunch of guys not practicing early in the week. What's their status going into the Pittsburgh game on the road?
Their biggest worry, Christian Watson's probably going to be okay. Aaron Jones is turning the corner here. The bigger worry is Jair, their number one corner, Jair Alexander. He may not make the bell for the Steelers game.
What is your expectation for Kyler Murray after being out for a year?
Well, he's obviously going to play. He's still Kyler Murray, but there's no way he's 100%. You don't go from not playing to playing. You don't go from being 85% to 100% overnight. We have his six score at 71 right now because a large part of his game is running. Now, he can throw. He can throw well from the pocket, but you also have to understand his game is probably going to be changed. He's going to be more of a pocket guy right now, less design runs and other things instead of the run using his legs and arms. And also you have to understand when you get ready to play in the regular season, there aren't as many snaps to prepare as in the preseason in training camp. So it's limited snaps. The week before, it went to Clayton Tune. Before that, it went to Josh Dobbs. So not only does he have his knee issue, but he also has rust and acclimation to what? A new coaching system and a new offense. So, you know, that might limit him a little bit too this week. And overall, the Falcons are the healthier side this week anyways.
What's the deal with Mitchell and Bateman for Baltimore going into another big game for them in the Charm City?
Yeah, Mitchell has a hamstring, and that may be pretty iffy there. Bateman, you know, been hampered a little bit here, but he's probably likely to go. His back issue, he should be able to play through. Odell Beckham came back and got a touchdown. You know, all season, we've been talking early season how Baltimore is one of the most banged up teams in the league. Guess what? Right. They have now flipped the script. They've gotten a lot of people back, offensive linemen back, defenders back, the safeties back. There's still some question marks. They're not 100%. It's midseason. But they are actually the healthier side against the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns just lost their left tackle, and they lost their right tackle starting at the beginning of the season. And the Jones kid from Ohio State was doing well. Now he's out. So now they're on right tackle 3 and left tackle 2. All happening right now. Deshaun Watson still knocking the rust off after a shoulder injury, et cetera. He may be in for it this week.
As a Steeler fan, I love hearing about all of the problems the Ravens, Bengals, and Browns are having, and I wish ill will on all of them and their players for the remainder of the season. And I wish nothing but a botchy jinx on their games and that they lose every game they play and that they all get multiply injured in bunches. I just wanted to say that.
Well, you want the good news? You want the good news and bad news about this week for you then, Scott? Guarantee you that either the Browns or Ravens will lose. But I also guarantee you one of them will win.
Look at the Doc trying to pull a fast one on me there with their playing each other trick. Look at Doc. Look at Dr. Zhivago. Did you see that mafia? I mean, he hasn't laughed that much since the early 80s. I love this guy. What is the deal with Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson, you know, it's a process. You don't come off of IR immediately with your hamstring. He's not playing this week. Next week is iffy. In a couple weeks, he'll be good to go. And, you know, they're starting Josh Dobbs this week. So that'll be interesting.
How's Trent Williams' status? That's big for that game the Niners have in Jacksonville.
That is big. You know, we said all along it's a high ankle. The 49ers initially said it wasn't a high ankle, it was a low ankle. Now they've backtracked and said it's more than a low ankle. He's missed a bunch of time now. He's limited in practice. He might be able to play. He's a tough guy. He always tries to play through, but he will be limited if he plays. But most importantly, too, the left guard next to him is out with a turf toe. So you have a questionable left tackle and a left guard that's out. How will that affect the run game of the 49ers, which obviously Brock Purdy needs to be effective?
What about Zay Jones on the other side for the Jags?
Zay Jones is out. He's been dealing with what we think has been a PCL sprain from a couple weeks ago, on and off, on and off. Zay Jones will be out for that game.
You like San Diego State tonight against BYU in college basketball on the road in Provo? You going with the Aztecs, Doc?
I love Coach Dutcher. Coach Jan and Brian Dutcher are the best. I had the fortune of having dinner with him a couple weeks ago. Love the Aztecs.
Look at this guy. He's got all the juice, Mafia. Dr. Zhivago. He's got all the friends, all the juice, all the tickets, all the money. Parties in Vegas. Go skiing in Aspen. He's got it all. All right. Dr. Chow. Pro Football Talk on X.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
I'm just glad that BetMGM loves NHL bettors because they're giving them a 25% increased odds boost token to use on a NHL wager, minimum minus 300 odds and a max stake of $25. Sign into your BetMGM account to get the details. You're going to love it. If you don't have a BetMGM account, get one, deposit money in there, lock and load, and start living life to the fullest. You get some action going on these games. Believe me, you'll start sweating like Uncle Futrelli. I can barely watch games anymore to stress. It's enough to kill me. You should sign up for it. You'll love it too.
You're sweating right here today. I mean, this whole second hour, you're sweating. You're going crazy. You're sweating.
I've calmed down now.
You've calmed down a little bit. That's for sure.
I've calmed down.
Are you ready for the lion's share? Brought to you by BetMGM. Can we get that involved here? We've got passing, rushing, receiving, anytime tutties. Let's roll, baby. Come on. Passing first, Scotty. And we always like to take a couple of notes when the mad scientist is on with you on Thursdays when we're doing this. And what did Warren say to you yesterday? Wants to see Tampa throw the football more because against this Titan team, they're going to be able to do it. So why don't we start right out of the chute with Baker Mayfield here. 243.5. This is actually now down to 242.5. I'm going over for Baker because the Bucs coaches watch coast to coast, and they saw Warren tell you yesterday that they got to throw the football more.
They all watch Warren on C2C. I hope you're right. I don't believe it, though, because I just think he sucks. Like, I think he's serviceable. I think he does a decent job. I think he's moved around a lot for a reason, and he doesn't matter. Like, they don't win. So when you don't win, this guy's going to throw for 243 yards. I don't see it. I really don't.
Next, we'll go to Jacksonville, of course. 49ers and the Jaguars, early 1 o'clock East kick. Niners coming off a bye. They've lost three games in a row. I think this game, Scotty, could be a little ugly. And I think the Jaguar D is going to play good. I'm going Brock Montana under 244.5 this week. I think this is a low-scoring game. I think both D's play well. He's already gone under this, I believe, in three or four of the last seven games. So we're going to go with Brock here under 244.5.
I love this bet, and let's take it another level. I bet he doesn't even throw over 200 yards.
Ooh, that's all right. That would be a no-sweat situation right there. If he don't even come close to 200, that's perfectly fine with me. C.J. Stroud threw for 450 yards last week. That was against Tampa. He's facing Cincinnati this week, but I think there's a couple ways we can get back over this. I don't think he's going to throw for 450 against Cincinnati, but 249.5, it's actually up to 255 now. I think there's a few things. If they're in the game, he can reach it. And if they're losing the game, Scotty, and he's throwing a lot, they can reach it. Over for Stroud against the Bengals.
Now, that Bengals defense has found its niche. He's not going to have a good day at all. He's going to have a nightmare day, and they're going to get whacked. They're losing in the jungle, and he's not going anywhere near that number.
Final passing for you will be for the Lions. Jared Goff out at SoFi against the Chargers. The Chargers give up lots of passing yards, Scotty. Jared Goff, over 265.5, off the bye week. Let's roll.
He's going three Bills plus against that defense. It's just when you're at that stadium, there's something about it. It's just the perfect place to light someone up if you've got the goods. And he's got the goods, and they got the team to do it. He's going to do his thing. I think that's way over.
And Lion fans have traveled well this year, and that's a place where tickets are always readily available when the Chargers are at home. So I expect a lot of Lion fans in Los Angeles this week at SoFi. Rushing now, let's go to Germany. Colts and the Pats. What did we see the last couple weeks from the Colts, Scotty? They're starting to get Jonathan Taylor back to the Jonathan Taylor from a couple of years ago. He's running the football, getting lots of touches, getting lots of burn. Well, let's run it all over to Patriots in Frankfurt. How about over 67.5? It's up to 68.5 right now. Up and away. He's going to go over 100.
I think he's going to have 140 yards.
Ooh, I like that. 140. Once again, you're giving me no sweat type of situation. I mean, that means you think he's going to get over 68.5 by like halftime. I mean, I'm more than good. With Jonathan Taylor doing that for me. Next, Lamar Jackson against the Cleveland Browns at home. Now, Lamar's been throwing the ball pretty good, Scotty. All their guys have been running it. His rushing numbers have gone down the last couple of weeks, down enough so that I think we can pounce here. 42.5. Let's go over. He's got a lot of big rushing games against the Browns in his career. Let's go, Lamar.
Yeah, and he never loses to them. Like, he just owns them. And they are so good at home, brutally good at home. I think he's going to light them up in the air and on the ground. I think he runs for somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 yards.
Let's get it. Maybe even he'll throw a tutty in there as well. I wouldn't have any problem with that. Next,
automatic.
Austin Eckler for the Chargers. We've got ourselves an under for the rushing. Under 48.5, now up to 49.5. I don't care. I think the Lions, Scotty, are going to hammer the Chargers in Los Angeles on Sunday. And I don't think the Chargers are going to be running the football in the second half. They're going to be throwing the football. Under for Eckler.
He's got a shot at 50 yards to me, going over that number. I don't think, you know, I've seen the Lions lay an egg on the road in Baltimore. I think they win the game. Like, I think the Chargers beat teams that suck, and they don't beat good teams. I think Detroit's better than the Chargers. But I think that the Chargers are going to be able to do some things with that offense of theirs, and I think Eckler will go over 49.
Final rushing for you is Saquon Barkley. And why? Because with Tommy DeVito at quarterback, Scotty, they're not going to throw the football. So even the last 2 weeks, he had over 100 against the Jets. He had over 90 against the Raiders. I mean, they got pounded by the Raiders, but they had to keep running the football because they don't want this kid to throw against the Cowboy D. Listen, he's going to get swallowed up a lot, but I think he's going to touch the ball enough that he's going to get over the 62.5.
I think my wife wants to sleep with Tommy DeVito, but that's another story. Ooh. I like Barkley over with you as well. Might as well. They're not going to do anything else all day than give him the pill.
Not going to do anything else. Receiving now, Amari Cooper seems to be the only guy that Deshaun Watson likes throwing the football to. So let's go to him. Over 52.5 for Cooper. He's been going over this regularly, and now even more so with Watson back. And I think they're going to be losing against the Ravens. Even more reason why they'll be throwing the football. Over 51.5.
Yeah, and isn't it a remember me game? He's going to go in there and do his thing like he used to and like he still does. I like that bet.
Next, George Pickens upset last week, Scotty, with the Steelers. Didn't see the ball enough in the Thursday night game against Tennessee. Tomlin gave the pebble in my shoe comment earlier this week. Well, I think we get Pickens involved. 42.5 for him. Let's go over. He can get that on one grab, Scotty. One grab, Pickens can get over 42.5.
I mean, I pray to God you're right, that that's a good bet, and I just think they won't get the ball for 42 yards because their offense is so stagnant and does nothing, and they're too stupid to give him the ball. I say under.
Who's the one guy that Will Levis likes a lot since he's become the quarterback in Tennessee? It looks like it is DeAndre Hopkins. We will go over with Hopkins, Scotty, 60.5 against the Bucs on Sunday.
Oh, here's a thought. Throw the ball to your best player. Gee, I wonder how that'll work out. I mean, if McDaniels would have done that, he wouldn't have lost his job. He never threw the ball to Adams. Tannehill never threw the ball to Hopkins. I mean, when you have a guy that good, you know, what do the Browns do? They throw it to Cooper. What do Dak and the Cowboys do? They throw it to Lamb. Give the ball to your best player. Even Herbert throws it to Allen all day. Evans from Baker Mayfield all day. Use your best players. I like that bet.
Finally, for the receivers, it seems like Dak and CeeDee Lamb have really heated up the last couple weeks. He had over 140 last week against the Eagles. It's 77.5 against the Giants here. We're going over with CeeDee Lamb.
I think he's going to have 177 yards.
Ooh. Another no sweat. Good for me. There you go, the receiving. How about some anytime tutties before we get out of here? Now, everybody thinks Calvin Ridley, Evan Engram, Travis Etienne. Christian Kirk has been finding the end zone for Trevor Lawrence, Scotty. Caught a lot of touchdown passes from him. Plus 145. I'm going a little Kirk deep dive here in Jacksonville on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, I hope everyone on the team scores a touchdown. As you know, I'm very cemented on the Jags. The whole team scores a touchdown. Every guy on the roster will have a touchdown. Everyone.
Everybody
Ridley,
scores.
Kirk,
it's a blowout win. A blowout
Zay
win.
Zay Jones isn't playing. He's still going to score a touchdown from the sideline.
Let me give you the last three. Two of them are from one game. Here we go. Minnesota and New Orleans. Dobbs is still, he runs all over the place, Scotty. I'm not sure he's got the entire playbook down yet. So he breaks these plays and he runs for the end zone. Plus 200 for Josh Dobbs to get himself another rushing touchdown.
Love it.
Taysom Hill has become a big part. He's throwing touchdowns. He's catching touchdowns. He's running for touchdowns.
Love
it. 225 for Taysom Hill. And the big ball play of the week. We haven't had a Mac Jones pick six in a while. Why don't we get one with a little brat on the side here? The Colt D at plus 650 to take Mac Jones to the house, Scotty. Get me a brat and a beer over there in Frankfurt. Let's go.
I love it. Moore with another hizzy.
Yes, Moore, two last week. Let's get another.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just so you know, Carver High's Anytime Tutties and Ring the Bell home runs are basically on a 90% clip for the year. I mean, this guy hits more of those bets than anyone on earth. And don't get me started on golf. I know golf's for girly men, but if he's making you money with a little girly man white ball flying through the air, then you got to make money betting on golf. But he's really good with them anytime tutties, and he's really good with the home runs. The ring the bell, ding dings. I mean, this guy's a freak. Keep an eye on him. You got to watch that Carver High. Very shifty.
Speaking of the golf, Alex Noren, 15 under at the Butterfield Bermuda Championship.
Who the F is that?
Right now. There, I got the not in love. We said this the other day when me and Cam did the golf picks. You got to be a diehard for the group of guys that are out in Bermuda this weekend for the PGA Tour stop.
I wish I was in Bermuda.
Bones for the buzzards situation, that's for sure. I have a lot of games I have to get to with you. Let's finish the NFL. All right, Browns and Ravens, we've discussed it quite a little bit here. Ravens minus 6.5 right now, Scotty, flat 38 total.
I mean, my feeling is the Ravens destroy everyone they play at home, and they don't care, no mercy, who it is, division opponent or otherwise. I think they handle the Browns 7-10 at least.
No mercy, sweep the leg. That is a Baltimore Raven motto. Atlanta heads west to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray makes his return for them on Sunday. It'll be ice-cold Heineken Light again for Atlanta, who's 1.5-point favorites here, flat 43 the total.
I think the Falcons are the play. I don't trust little man being out a year and coming back and what, taking over the NFL? I never liked him to begin with. He can't see over his linemen's asses. I'm not a fan of the little man quarterback syndrome. I'm not. I just don't buy it. Any guy that's 4 foot tall, send him to the end of the line.
I like the Falcons as well in that game. The Lions, off of a bye, head west to SoFi. Chargers played Monday night, of course, in New York against the Jets. Lions are 3-point road favorites here, 48.5 total.
It's got to be Detroit. For me, the Chargers don't beat good teams. They always find a way to lose to good teams. They beat bad teams.
That is precisely what they do. The Vikings are home for the Saints on Sunday. Saints, Scotty, 3-point road favorites at U.S. Bank, 41 flat total. I'm riding Dobbs again here, and I'm taking the Vikings as the home dog.
Yeah, I like that play. I think Dobbs is lit. He's having fun. That's what it's about. And when you don't have a care in the world, you can just go out and play. And the Vikings defense has been tough. And he just looked good even in Arizona, if you ask me, with as crappy as that team was. He was the only bright spot. Comes to Minnesota, fumbles three times, and yet still leads them on a comeback and a huge win. That was enormous what he did in Atlanta last week. I'm going to take him too.
Primetime game is in Vegas on Sunday night, the late kickoff. The Jets come to town. So the Giants last week Raiders beat them first game with Antonio Pierce as the interim. Now the Jets head west to take them on. This was Jets minus one early in the week, Scotty. Now it is Raiders minus one with a 36.5 total.
I hate to say it, but I actually think the Raiders are going to beat them. I think the Raiders, they looked really good the other night, and they have not a care in the world. They'll go to 500, and I'm going to have to pull out the hoagie on Zach Wilson, and I've believed in him. I've said he's, you know, they're 500. He's, you know, they thought he'd lose every single game, and he hasn't. But he looked terrible against the Chargers at home, and now he's going against that defense with Max Crosby and them. And I know they said Max Crosby was banged up this week. Max Crosby don't miss pain day for nothing, and he gonna take that guy's head off. I like the Raiders.
I agree. I'm on the Raiders as well. Next, the Texans and the Bengals. We talked about it a little bit. You went through the Bengal and Houston, actually, both litany of injuries on both sides. Bengals minus 6.5. Flat 47 the total.
I think this is the one game that's going to actually get out of control. I think the Bengals are going to blow them out.
Blow them out. Take them down. Sweep the leg. I like it. Minus 6.5 for the Bengals for you. I think I'm going to be there too. It was 8 early in the week. I thought a little bit harder about it, but now under a touchdown, I think I'm in on the Bengals. And finally for NFL pain day, the heavy lumber line of the week. Cowboys and Giants with Tommy DeVito at the helm for Big Blue, 17.5 with a total of flat 39.
I still think Dallas wins by 20 or more.
It's hard, man. I mean, we've talked about this for years, right? When you see that enormous number, you know, you get into 15, 16, 17 points that you're laying a team. But, like, the guy just does – they don't let him throw. Like, he can't even move the football. I'm with
They're
you.
Awful.
I hate doing it, but I don't see how you could take the Giants. I mean, would they beat him the first game of the season, 40-3 or whatever it was? And that was with Daniel Jones
nothing.
Playing? 40-0, that's right. 49.
Wasn't it?
And that was with Daniel Jones playing. So I'm with you. I think it's lay with the Cowboys or absolutely nothing. All right, there you go. Pain Day, you'll do more.
I think it is.
Yeah,
this is going to be worse
with Adam in hour number three, of course, when you get the double shot with him. College football last night, Louisville, no cover, but they did beat Virginia. You also had a pretty crazy one. Southern Miss beat the Raging Cajuns 34-31. That was in overtime. Tonight, I have two games for you. First, North Texas and SMU, 19.5. For the Mustangs, and I like the late-night games, guy. I think it's a fun Mountain West one. Wyoming visits Allegiant against UNLV. 5.5 yesterday, 3 is where it is at today. The Rebs are 8-1 against the spread this year.
Yeah, I'm on Vegas at home, at Allegiant, in Sin City. Wyoming is a great team at home in Laramie. On the road, they've had their problems. And Vegas has been tough as nails this year at home, and they cover every week. 8-1 against the spread. That's crazy. Give me Vegas, and I like SMU to blow out tonight. I'm going to lay it. I already laid it, I think, at 16.5 this morning, and then it steamed from there.
Yeah, I like the over in that game. I think that it could be like a 57-31 type of game. I think that North Texas will score a couple of points, but SMU will score a lot more than they will. So a little over for me tonight in the American game. All right, let's get to tomorrow. And, of course, we've spent a lot of time on Harbaugh. We know the deal as of this moment. Won't be on the sideline. Who knows what happens with the courts in the next 20 or so hours, but won't be on the sideline for Penn State and Michigan in Beaver Stadium in Happy Valley. This is James Franklin from earlier in the week, Scotty. Of course, they asked him about Michigan stealing signs, the whole situation that's been going on. Franklin, as usual, just focused on what's going on the field.
I'm focused on all the stuff I see on film. That's what we're focused on, is all the stuff that we see on film, their players, their scheme, all the stuff, when I say see on film, what we see on the coach's copy of the film, the stuff that's going on between the sidelines, the 53 and a third, that's what we're focused on.
Yeah.
You know what he should be focused on is the fact that he never wins big games. That's his problem. He makes a ton of money for a guy that never wins big games. Here is a opportunity of a lifetime for him at Penn State to finally win a big game. Michigan doesn't have their coach. The fallout from this story is just exploding right now everywhere on television, radio, on social, you name it. I know the kids don't care. They go about their routine. They're going to go play the game anyway, but I just can't believe that it's not going to play some kind of a role in this game. I really want no part of it now after this news of Harbaugh. I told you Penn State yesterday that they would upset Michigan. I guess I'll stand by it, but I don't feel real good about it. But I think Michigan can be had tomorrow without Jim Harbaugh.
I know I usually like whacking Franklin like a pinata here on Coast to Coast, so I'm going to do it one more time before this game. He is 3-16 against top 10 teams. He is 1-12 against top 5 teams. He's 3-6 against Michigan. He's 5-8 against ranked teams at home. He's 1-5 versus top 10 teams at home. Win a big game for a change. Maybe, you know, that would
he
be
never
nice.
He never does.
And I, as I said to you earlier, I was kind of in your boat. I wasn't really picking this, you know, probably going to take a side in this game. I've changed that now. I'm on Michigan full throttle. I think the kids are going to rally around this. I think they're going to have a big time performance. And the line hasn't moved an inch. You saw it up there. I know we made that earlier. And I just looked this second. It is still 4.5. This news has not changed anything in terms of where this line is going.
I think that listen, now they lost to Ohio State. They lose to Michigan. That's all that's left. So I think they should ask for a refund on the money they give this coach. He's making more money than 90% of coaches in college football to coach at Penn State. And you just read the litany of painful numbers that were so embarrassing. He can't win a big game. This guy never wins big games. I'm sitting here telling you they're going to beat Michigan tomorrow. I must be drunk. I don't want any part of this game. I'm not betting on it. I'm throwing a dart, hoping that for once this guy can take advantage of a situation and that this Michigan scandal is going to weigh them down and distract them from winning. That's the only hope Penn State has. First of all, I cannot believe how badly this guy has ruined Drew Aller, who was a stud high school quarterback that threw for 5 million miles in high school, the most sought after quarterback basically since Arch Manning. Bottom line, and he went to Penn State and the guy can't throw for 10 yards because James Franklin is the most overrated coach in any sport in America. He sucks. He's a terrible coach and no one says it except me. He absolutely sucks as a head coach. He wins games against Northwestern. Who gives a flying F if you can't beat Michigan and Ohio State, get the F out. Fire his ass. Bottom line, if I were Penn State, I'd fire him. They're paying him $8 million. He never wins. Screw you. Get out.
He's the seventh highest paid head coach in college football.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I could coach better on a fat bone. Right before the game, I'll smoke a fatty and go out and win. I'll motivate everybody. This guy's a loser.
And as a cherry on top, he couldn't cover against Indiana a couple weeks ago. And if you can't cover against Indiana as a big time team, I mean, you got cover again. You can't cover at home against Indiana. Indiana getting 6.5 points at Illinois tomorrow. That did not make the rack that we're going to do when we come back. Just so you know, but they've been good. Covered against Penn State, beat Wisconsin last week. So maybe Indiana, Tom Allen, trying to save his job here in the last
week. They'll lose to Illinois, and they have to fire his ass. He sucks, too. Those two should be lovers, Franklin and Allen. Get rid of both of them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Lane Kiffin's telling himself lies about their trip down to Athens, that they got house money and are good to go?
Yeah, I mean, this is another. We have two games involving two top 10 teams, and this is a big game for Ole Miss. I mean, they win this game, things could open up for them, but Lane is playing it like, you know, we're the dogs. Nobody thinks we're going to win. It's just kind of a house money game. Here's Lane Kiffin with his motivational thinking.
I kind of feel like this one's different, whether it's right or wrong. You know, it's kind of more like playing with house's money, meaning, you know, no one expects us to win. We're double-digit underdogs, and I feel like those big games over the years at the places and stuff, those were more like they were the big game or the national game, and the teams were considered close. I think that, you know, no one's expecting us to win or probably even play them close. So we'll just go in there and see what happens.
Yeah, why play?
Well, we already saw them play Alabama and get their ass beat. Yeah. They're going to lose to Georgia. And, you know, it always helps when Georgia gets 95% of the calls in every game they play at home in Athens. I mean, it is the most daunting place to play in America. You go there, you lose, no matter what. They win even when they lose. Like, they never lose at home. So if they play their worst game of the year, they'll still win by 10. I mean, all they do is win.
The one thing they haven't done this year, though, is cover. They're 1-8 against the number. The only game they covered was that Kentucky game. They have not covered in any other game this year. So 10.5 at home against Ole Miss. I think they get their second cover, Scotty. I think they cover.
I do too, because it's not enough points. Like last week, I hit Missouri at 16, 15.5. And then 10.5 just isn't enough.
It's not enough. I'm with you 100%. All right, we'll come back.
We've got more college football to do.
Yes, I'm with you. We'll hear from Rich Sermonello, and then I got the rest of the college football slate. Lots of games we got to go through in hour number three.
I think, you know, Michigan's trying to get a court order. I think what Penn State should do is give James Franklin an extension and some more money.
Yeah.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.